The Evolution of a Seasoned Vegan. Welcome to the Seasoned Vegan series, a space created for people who've been living the vegan lifestyle for years and want to continue growing in health, wisdom, and purpose. If you've been vegan for a while, you know something important. The journey does not stay the same. The reasons that brought you here might not be the same reasons that keep you here today. For many people, the vegan journey begins with a moment of awareness. Maybe it was learning about animal agriculture. Maybe it was a health diagnosis. Maybe it was climate concern. Or simply realizing that our food choices have a larger impact than we understood. Those early days are often filled with research, excitement, and sometimes frustration. You're learning labels, discovering new foods, explaining your choices to friends and family, and trying to figure out how to live in alignment with your values. That is the beginning stage. But something interesting happens over time. Being vegan stops feeling like a new identity and starts feeling like a normal way of life. You're no longer scanning every menu in panic. You know where to shop. You know how to cook. You know what works for your body. The lifestyle becomes second nature. That is when you begin to move into a stage we call the seasoned vegan. A seasoned vegan is not just someone who has avoided animal products for a long time. A seasoned vegan is someone who has accumulated experience. You have navigated social situations. You've answered the tough questions. You've watched the movement evolve. You've also probably seen the ups and downs. Restaurants open and close. Trends come and go. The conversation around veganism shifts from health to ethics to sustainability and back again. Over time, many seasoned vegans also notice that their motivations evolve. Some people begin their journey focused on animal rights and later develop a deeper appreciation for health and longevity. Others start because of health and later become more aware of the ethical and environmental impacts of their choices. Some people find spiritual meaning in living in a way that minimizes harm. None of these motivations cancel the others out. They often grow together. What matters is that the lifestyle becomes integrated into who you are. But there's another part of the journey that seasoned vegans eventually encounter: burnout. If you spent years advocating, debating online, organizing events, or trying to convince others to change their habits, you might have felt it. Burnout can show up in subtle ways. You might feel tired having the same conversations over and over again. You might feel frustrated when people dismiss something that feels obvious to you. You might even find yourself pulling back from activism or community spaces. That feeling is more common than people realize, and it doesn't mean you care any less. It simply means you've been caring a lot for a long time. One of the healthiest shifts a seasoned vegan can make is by moving from the role of activist to the role of guide. Activists often feel responsible for changing everyone. Guides focus on helping the people who are already curious. This is where the concept of pre-vegans becomes powerful. Pre-vegans are people who are exploring the lifestyle. They might be cutting back on animal products. They might be experimenting with plant-based meals. They might be asking questions and trying to understand how this lifestyle works. They're not the opposition. They're simply earlier on the journey. Seasoned vegans can play a critical role here. Instead of judging or testing people, we can share our experience. Instead of overwhelming people with rules, we can offer practical tips. Instead of demanding perfection, we can encourage progress. When someone sees a seasoned vegan who's been living the lifestyle for 10, 15, or 20 years, it sends a powerful message. This is possible. This is sustainable. This is not just a trend. You become living proof that the lifestyle can last. And that example could be more influential than any debate or argument. So as we close this episode, here are three simple action steps. First, reflect on your vegan origin story. What first inspired you to change your lifestyle? What challenges did you face along the way? And what lessons have you learned over time? Second, Share your experiences openly with pre-vegans. Your story might be exactly what someone else needs to hear to take their next step. And third, look for opportunities to mentor or guide someone who is curious about the lifestyle. That might be a friend, a coworker, a family member, or someone in your community. The future of the movement is not only built by people who are just discovering veganism. It's also built by the seasoned vegans who show that this path can be lived for the long run. Thank you for being a part of this journey, and thank you for helping guide the next generation of pre-vegans.